Well, actually, I don't really know. No, man, I'm so tuned in. You know, honestly, you know, just broke camp Sunday, but coming in today was, you know, just like another day of practice. You know, we're still in August, so I think everybody's still focused on, you know, just coming out here and just getting work done on the field. Honestly, in between lunchtime, I think I saw it run across the screen real quick. But, you know, within the building, man, honestly, them guys, they both do a great job, regardless if it's Nick or Foles. I mean, Nick or Vic, so... I mean, regardless of the case, they still go out here, they compete. And, you know, it's a long season, so, you know, who knows what it will come out to be. But, you know, I honestly think, you know, Vic will go out there and do a great job, you know, with a great backup by the name of Nick Foles.
What is the impact that we'll have on the team, to know right now the quarterback's going?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think, you know, that's been the biggest case the whole time along, just really knowing and understanding who's going to be the quarterback so we can prepare as a you know, first team offense, go out there and get the things we need to do, you know, take the snaps, you know, get the extra work, you know, when practice is over, staying later, and just really working with them guys and doing them type of things like that. You know, when you don't know, it's really hard to honestly get a feeling for who's going to be your quarterback once you go out there. And, you know, switching back and forth, sometimes you can get out of rhythm and things like that. So, you know, finally getting you know, call that Vic's going to be the quarterback, just you know, spend that extra time and getting better so we can be on the same page, because this offense is very complex, and as you all know, you see it's a high tempo, high pace offense. So you know, not only getting them reps and getting that extra time off the field with Vic, but doing the same thing with Foles too, just in case you know, it's a long season, injuries play a part, things like that. So we're just you know, hope for the best.
So would that have been difficult? If you waited until, you know, a few days before the opener, would that have been tough, you think?
I mean, yeah, it definitely would have been tough. But you know, Chip, he's the head man. He calls head shots for a certain reason, and you know, it's what going on our third preseason game. This game right here is critical for the starters to go in, you know, play three quarters, and you know, just go out there and get in game mode, because you know, less than 2 weeks we'll be playing Monday night, September 9th. So you know, we're all excited for that. You know, playing in the NFL, it's going on my 6th year. A lot of times, you know, we're like, oh, preseason. But, you know, you kind of get more excited once the season gets closer. So, I mean, you know, everybody's kind of been putting that September 9th date, you know, circling that day on the calendars and things like that. We get to go out to Washington and play a great game versus a great team. So I think everybody's excited about that. But still, you know, we still have work to do within, you know, camp mode and, you know, still being in August.
What do you think Mike Yet?
I mean, since day one, you know, Mike Vick, I honestly thought he fit this offense, you know, the best. He's able to go out there and still use his feet. He can still throw the ball 80 yards down the field, things like that. So, you know, preliminarily, it's a good thing for Vick to go out there and, you know, still kind of, we always joke, me and McCoy always kind of joke with him. He's, you know, 33 years old. We always joke with him, like, man, you're getting old. But, you know, he still does a great job of going out there, using his legs. You know, I think he still was fast when he first came in the league. He probably doesn't think so, but you know, just things like that. He's able to separate, make plays last longer, and you know, he just, you know, he lets his game talk for itself. He goes out there and proves it.
Do you run routes any differently depending on who the quarterback is, or evolve differently for you?
Not necessarily run routes different. You know, as far as, you know, arm strength, you know, I just think Vic, you know, his arm strength is, you know, like I say, he throws the ball down there almost 80 yards. So things just like that, never really giving up on plays. He's able to extend plays longer than he's able to, you know, go out there, make defenders miss. And, you know, as a wide receiver, it just prolongs the play. So, you know, any given time you look up, you know, he's throwing the ball down the field, throwing the short, whatever it is, because his feet and, you know, his legs, he's able to keep plays going.
Now, you mentioned LeSean, the fact that you, LeSean, some of the veterans, have won with him before. How much weight does that carry in the locker room, in the huddle?
I mean, it carries a lot of weight. You know, he's been here, I think Vic's been here, what, 4 or 5 years now. So, you know, just being able to go out there, that camaraderie we've built together, you know, us kind of looking up to him like a big brother. He honestly teaches us a lot of things on and off the field, things he's went through. You know, I've been saying that since day one. You know, he's almost like a big brother figure in our lives. You know, just really motivates us and tells us things that, you know, the average teammate or the average, you know, older brother probably wouldn't tell us. But, you know, he cares in us, and he sees the future is, you know, bright in our careers here in Philadelphia and things like that. So, you know, with him having a year left on his contract and a year left in his deal, you know, he kind of always just stresses that, like, man, you know, I'm gonna do what I can. You know, this last year, you know, what happens is going to happen. But, you know, I think he's going to give it a great shot. You know, he wants everybody to know he still can, you know, play this game at a high level.
Deshaun, Mike kind of described as a new start for him, fresh start, mm-hmm. the past 2 years. Do you feel that you had such a great picture for yourself?
Yeah, man, I feel definitely he's rejuvenated. I think he's, you know, came in, he's healthy. You know, I don't see anything. He's never complained about him being hurt. You know, he's just tough. He's a strong physical quarterback. And, you know, over the past years, I know everybody's been beating him up about, you know, how many hits and turnovers and things like that he's been taking. But you know, that's a brutal thing to be his size and stature and be getting hit by them big guys like that. So as long as, you know, we can protect him as an offensive line and as an offense, receivers, whatever we need to do to protect him to make sure he's healthy and being able to go out there fresh and not really have injuries that, you know, is going to mess with his game. Like I said, I think sky's the limit for him. So, you know, he'll do what he needs to do to keep his body and, you know, keep himself in physical great shape. But, you know, as an offense and, you know, as a whole, we have to help him as well, too.
What about for you, though? How does the decision impact you in the year you can have?
I mean, regardless of, you know, who's throwing the ball to me, you know, this year for myself is a huge year. You know, I've worked so hard to get back after last year, you know, breaking two ribs and, you know, having some torn cartilage and, you know, in my sternum area. But like I say, man, it was a tough year for us last year and for this organization. So, like I say, not only for myself, I think, you know, this whole team, everybody on the team from, you know, starting to non-starters, you know, this is a huge year for us. So, you know, anything I could do, honestly, man, to get back to how I first came into this offense and came into this league, you know, that's what I'm here to do. I, you know, almost had a reality check with myself to kind of go back to, you know, the things that I was doing when I first came in here and, you know, how hungry and how motivated I was. So, you know, just having the guys like Vic, having, you know, McCoy, other guys, peers, you know, even Macklin still motivating me and, you know, seeing things that I'm doing and just really, you know, just taking constructive criticism from them guys. And, you know, like, man, if you see anything I'm doing, just tell me, you know, because I want to be the best I could be. I want to go out there and, you know, prove all the naysayers and all the negativity wrong. So, you know, that's what I'm doing.
What have you noticed about Mike this offseason, man? Different from the past
few years? Oh, man, he's eating better. He's eating healthy. He's eating salads. I mean, I don't know, man. I could say I could keep going on and on. You know, he's staying after practice. He's staying in the meeting rooms. You know, he's one of the first guys in the building, one of the last players to leave the field and things like that. So, you know, he's really, since day one when Chip Kelly came in this offense, he's really grasped to really understanding what it is that he's going to have to do as far as reads or, you know, front side play action, things like that, just to, you know, really be able to throw defenses off guard. I think, you know, with this offense coming in, we actually have a run threat. You know, the past couple of years, we kind of, you know, shied into throwing the ball more than we ran. So now it's like, I think everybody's going to have to really take the run serious because this offense, I mean, it's crazy how them holes and, you know, things like that, just being able to be popped and broke open to downfield with McCoy and, you know, guys like Bryce and Pope and them type of guys like that. And, you know, with the tight ends and the receivers, I mean, I honestly think, man, it's going to be a great year for us. But, you know, it's too early to really say. You know, it's just my confidence and the level that me being here with going on my 6th year, just the things that's happened in the past and to seeing where it's at now, just one of them great feelings that we have.
Okay. Thanks, guys. You had Nick Foles coming up. Sorry.